Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the big show. My name is Jerry O'Lennon, and I'll be your host up until the top of the hour. And I'm joined by Gidi Hansen, a marriage and family, licensed marriage and family therapist over at The Growing Place. And good morning, Gidi.
Good morning.
We've been talking about gratitude last week, and we're going to continue this week. And I think what we learned in the first week, and we'll kind of recap it real quickly, is that we don't show enough gratitude in our lives, and generally speaking, but when we do, it makes us a better person, and it extends beyond us. When you show gratitude to another person, I hate the term "pay it forward." It's such a cliche, but it goes on and it gets extended to somebody else. You show gratitude towards somebody else, that person will show gratitude towards someone else, and on it goes. The same way, Gidi, that if you show meanness or insult somebody, negative thoughts, it will extend.
If the recipient is willing to receive it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes in the past, I've said thank you to people who've insulted me, you know, just right to my face, said an insult, and they go, thank you.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do after that. They're like, what? You know?
Yeah.
You know. So even that little thank you, if it's genuine, if it's not sarcastic, can have an effect in a very negative situation.
And I guess we're going to continue our discussion. We'd finished off with a quote by A.A. Milne.
Yes.
He wrote Winnie the Pooh, and then the quote was, Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. And that's where we left off.
Yes. And before we go on to our next quote, I just wanted to recap. We're doing a series of positive psychology, and they describe on the Positive Psychology Program website, which is connected to the University of Pennsylvania, they describe gratitude as the quality of being thankful, so that's an inner quality, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. So gratitude involves the desire for reciprocity, the desire to give back. Either to the person who has benefited us or, as you said, to pay it forward. So our next quote comes from Khalil Gibran, who wrote The Prophet. And he said, you pray in your distress and in your need. Would that you might pray also in the fullness of your joy and in your days of abundance.
Okay, that's it. So you should pray both times, when you need and when you don't need.
Yes.
When you have more, when you don't have enough. In other words, you should be praying at all times.
You should be praying. But how often are we driven to prayer by our need, but we forget to stop and give thanks, like the 10 lepers that our Lord healed?
Okay.
Remember in the gospel account? And one of them returned to give thanks, one out of the 10 returned to give thanks, and then the scripture says, and he was a Samaritan. Yeah. He wasn't even Jewish.
You know, sometimes a little bit goes a long way when in terms of gratitude. I lived in Las Vegas for many years, and one of the advantages to living there was they had these fabulous casinos and shows, and I got to know the public relations people. And I guess maybe it was just raised right, but you would get what would be called comped. You'd get comped to go see the David Copperfield show or Siegfried and Roy or whoever was in Johnny Mathis, and you'd go, you'd have this fancy time go out. And I always made a point of actually writing out a thank you note.
Yes.
And send it to them and took the time. And you know what that got me?
What?
More free meals and more free shows.
Yes.
Because they were always said, Jerry, you know, Sting is coming in to play at Caesar's Palace. You want to come see? Okay. And so when you show gratitude, it's in many ways, at least it was for these casino executives, they saw this as a way that nobody ever shows gratitude. They just say, they just take and ask and take. And I think when you show just a little bit of gratitude, it really does go a long way. It really shows that you're not taking advantage of somebody.
Yes.
And that's another part of it, because when we don't show gratitude, it's almost like I could see where the person who's done something good for you and you don't reciprocate and show your thanks,
It's a sense of entitlement.
It's a sense of somehow you're entitled to go.
Yes.
To go to this place and have this wonderful evening, and you don't show any appreciation for it. And even in smaller ways here in our life, when somebody gives you a ride or does something, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I'm going to take this person out to breakfast, or I'm going to go buy some coffee or show some sort of gratitude, just appreciate somebody coming in and doing something for you. So
absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I want to link what you're saying, and I'm glad you brought this up, to this quote by Khalil Gibran, because what he's saying is, if you only pray in your distress and your need, then you feel entitled to the blessings that God sends you because you don't pray during those times. Mm-hmm. And think of how our Father God feels with us, his children, when we don't return to give him thanks.
Right.
You know, imagine yourself as a father, mm-hmm. or with a friend or a spouse. You know, we're made in the image and likeness of God. So if we appreciate gratitude, mm-hmm. that means God appreciates it.
And it has to be sincere. The difference always, though, when it comes to showing gratitude for God and showing gratitude for your fellow man, is that God knows what's in your heart. And he knows if you're sincere. You can't fool God.
No.
That's the thing. So if you do something for God and say, okay, I'm going to write out a check for a couple $100 extra to give to this little thing because, you know, I got this good blessing, he knows whether you're doing it is just because you want to make yourself feel better or whether you're doing it. He knows.
He does. But he leads us step by step.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even if you're going to give the check and you're not 100% pure in your intentions, it's still good to give it.
Yes.
And then that will purify your heart little by little. The more you give, I'll remember
that next time I get my checkbook out. We'll take a break. We'll continue our chat with Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place about gratitude. Two more segments in this show. So please stay with us. Very interesting discussion. Learning a lot. We'll be right back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're talking about gratitude with Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist, again, at The Growing Place. You can contact her or some of their other counselors or life coaches. Their number is 588-0448. You can also go to tgplace.org, TG as in The Growing, and then place.org, tgplace.org. And we're talking about gratitude and the importance of showing it. And I think we left off talking about how, where did we leave off here?
Well, I think we're ready for our next quote.
Right.
And this is from Henry Ward Beecher. He was a congregational clergyman and an abolitionist.
Okay. We like him.
We like him. Mm-hmm. And he wrote, "The unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but the thankful heart will find in every hour some heavenly blessings." Henry Ward Beecher. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, when I read that, I ask myself, am I aware of all the mercy mm-hmm. that is in my life, in the lives of my loved ones, in the lives of people around me, and in the lives of strangers? And that'll tell me if my heart is really thankful or not. Mm-hmm. And notice he says the thankful heart will find in every hour. So to find something means it may be hidden. It may not be readily apparent, or it may be readily apparent.
Mm-hmm.
But the thankful heart will seek it out. The heavenly blessing.
So when you, I actually kind of take the every hour. I kind of take that literally, Gidi. I, 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 I think that it doesn't take much during the course of a day to whatever you're doing, to say, okay, I'm going to take 20 seconds or 15 seconds every hour, 10 seconds every hour, say, I'm driving and I'm safe and things are good. I'm very thankful.
Yes.
I'm thankful for this. Or when you're driving or you're walking up, to your workplace, or you're walking to go get some lunch, and you should be able to take time to think for a few seconds, say, oh, what a nice day. Just to be thankful of something.
Yes. Yes. In psychology, we call that mindfulness.
Uh-huh.
It's being in the moment and savoring it.
Uh-huh.
Even at the same time, if you have to tolerate something that is not pleasant, you seek out and you focus on the things that are pleasant.
Yeah, how is it that that happens? I mean, there are things.
It's a habit that we can form.
Well, but when things are difficult, when there's an issue in our house, and we'll get into details because it's too private, but too personal. But there was a conflict with one of the children, and it was for about a minute and a half. It was very frustrating. Okay, and at that point, you just have to weather that storm, and then kind of go, okay, how where do you go from there?
Yeah.
You still be grateful. It's difficult because at that point you're thinking, gosh, why did that negative thing happen for that brief little conflict?
Now, was it your negative thing or someone else's?
Someone else's.
Okay. Yeah. Well, one thing you can say is, thank you, Lord, that this attitude came out now while my child is under my roof and I can help him manage this,
right?
Rather than coming out at college or at some place where I'm not around to give him some godly counsel,
right?
I mean, that would be a reason to be grateful.
Right. But I do think that we run into all these types of conflicts on a regular basis.
Yes, we do.
I mean, something happens or something. There's a disagreement. Somebody says you should do something you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And so, when you're in the moment, to me, it's easy to be in the moment when things are going well. And say, okay, I'm going to be grateful for this. What a great day. It's beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to smell the roses. It's hard when something negative happens that you have no control over. And it's like, okay, how can I possibly get that attitude of being grateful in that moment?
Yeah.
And you just have to say, we got to push through this bad moment.
Well, if nothing comes else, you can say, thank you, Lord, that you are with me in this difficult time.
Right. Right.
Thank you, Lord, that you will give me guidance. Give me the grace to weather this.
Right. And of course, we get into much bigger things. We'll probably get into detail later, more detail on this. But when truly disaster happens, a tragedy happens, grief happens. Where does gratitude come into play there?
Yes,
and that's when it gets.
That's
really
when
challenging.
We get into the PhD level of Christianity.
Uh huh.
That's when we find out, where we are,
right?
In terms of our spiritual and emotional maturity,
right?
Yeah, those are hard times. But we set up habits now. And if we form day to day habits of gratitude that are, of course, are sincere, then when the tragedy hits or the catastrophe or the awful thing, we're much better equipped psychologically, in terms of our brain chemistry, in terms of our physical health, our emotional health, than we would be if we had been grumbling and complaining as a habit every day. And then the same bad thing hits.
So just to recap that one quote one more time, the unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but the thankful heart will find in every hour some heavenly blessings. The unthankful heart discovers no mercies.
Yeah, now mercy is undeserved, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's mercy.
Right.
And again, this speaks to that root of feeling entitled.
Right.
God, our Father who art in heaven, you owe me my daily bread.
Right.
No, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't owe us anything. We owe him everything.
Right.
So, and sometimes he tests us in those areas.
You think he does? You think he intentionally tries to test us to
lead us not into temptation? Temptation here means testing.
Yes.
And so the Lord Jesus told us, ask the Father not to lead you there. But, once in a while he will. He led Jesus into Gethsemane.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit led Jesus out into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. So, yeah, he does.
One more segment today talking about gratitude. We'll wrap things up right after this break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, so glad you could be with us today. We're speaking with Dee Dee Hansen, a licensed marriage and family therapist at The Growing Place. She has a client base. You're welcome to give her a call. There are also other life coaches and therapists, licensed therapists at The Growing Place. They handle a whole wide range of issues that you might have in your life, whether it's addictions or family problems with children, or perhaps maybe some marital counseling. So, or even things maybe a little more heady than that, perhaps, that you might be dealing with. So we would advise you that if you want to make an appointment, you can give her or one of their other therapists or life coaches a call. Their number is 588-0448, 588-0448. We're talking about gratitude. And I think we had one more quote we wanted to bring up today.
Yes, we do. And I just wanted to review that gratitude improves the quality of life. This has been shown clinically. Hmm. So this isn't just a touchy-feely statement. Mm-hmm. This is through studies that have surveyed people. And those who express gratitude, they express better emotional health. They express better physical health. They express better spiritual and mental health.
And sometimes the gratitude is done for a selfish way in some ways, but it could put you in the right direction.
It, showing it points you in the right direction.
Because sometimes somebody does something for you, you say, well, you know, I got to send, you know, it reminds me of a Seinfeld episode. Somebody gives some tickets to a game, and Jerry Seinfeld does not send out a thank you note or make a thank you call. And Kramer's like, you didn't make a thank you call?
Yeah.
Well, there's another game tomorrow. He might give us the tickets today. And of course, the guy never gives him the tickets because he never gave a thank you call.
Yeah.
So sometimes doing a thank you and showing gratitude is done for a purpose, but that's not necessarily bad.
Well, it's better than no gratitude.
I guess so.
You know, and you know, we can pervert every good thing.
Yeah.
Every virtue, every good thing can be twisted.
Uh-huh.
So we're talking about the real thing, and the real thing is within our reach.
Okay, and it comes from your heart.
And it comes from your heart. It comes from God, really.
Mm-hmm.
He puts it in our hearts. And it's within our reach if we want it.
That probably wasn't a good example. The whole Seinfeld cast is known for being cynical anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So also, lack of gratitude is linked to unhappiness, bitterness, anger, hatred, and a whole host of negativity.
Uh-huh.
So gratitude benefits more than the individual. It spreads. It's like the stone dropping in the pond. The individual has it. It influences the family. The family influences the society, the culture, the nation. And so when we read the newspaper and we read of so many awful things happening, it can inculcate a sense of lack of gratitude. But let's look at our last statement.
Mm-hmm.
This is from one of my favorite authors, G.K. Chesterton. And he said, when it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted or take them with gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a way that we can measure ourselves. You know, you may not know how to get a handle on the gratitude, but we can see when we are taking things for granted.
I think, too, I want to remind where we first started this conversation last Wednesday. I think it was the very first segment, the very first thing. I remember we were talking about gratitude is more than a feeling of thanks. Gratitude is an action.
Yes.
There has to be an action plan with gratitude. Whether it's writing a thank you note, saying, oh, let me buy you dinner.
Yes.
Let me do something for you. Let me do something to show my gratitude as opposed to just being thankful. Being thankful is different than showing gratitude.
Yeah, it's three steps. There's the inward sense of thankfulness, there's the verbal expression, and then there's the action or the behavior.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so think of it, you know, when your spouse comes home or when you come home to your spouse, how grateful are we?
Yeah.
How grateful are we when we pull into the garage or into the driveway or when, you know, I'm astounded almost every time when I walk into a grocery store. And I just say, God, look at all the abundance we have.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
And look at how it's within our reach economically and
mm-hmm.
And look at all these blessings. You know, isn't that a nicer mindset than rushing in and, oh, get out of my way. You know, you're blocking the aisle. La, 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 la. you know.
It would make the shopping experience much more, much better, wouldn't it?
I mean, it is.
Much less hectic if you went in there and said, gosh, look, there's all, you know, when you're in a huge line. And you're like, God, there's a huge line. This is going to take me, you know, 15 minutes to check out all my groceries. Yeah. But if you try to put a positive spin on it, it's like.
Just look at what's in your basket and imagine having to grow it or kill it.
Right, yeah. And look at all these other people. They've got food, too. So maybe it's not such a bad thing. But that really is putting a positive spin on life. And that's maybe what we should be doing.
I think we should. I think we have twisted our experience of life through our own negativity.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. And I take responsibility for that too.
Yeah.
And I want to change that. So Chesterton said the critical thing, meaning the important thing, the turning point thing, is whether we take things for granted or take them with gratitude.
Yeah.
And so
it comes with age though, doesn't it? I mean, I find myself as I've gotten older being much more grateful for what I have when I was young. When I was, you know, there's a certain degree of age and maturity and seasoning that comes with that, isn't it? I would imagine even yourself when you were younger, you probably didn't think of any of this stuff.
Well, I didn't think of it in this way, but I was taught as a kid to say please and thank you.
Yeah, sure.
And so many children are not taught that now.
Really? Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
It's like it's fallen out of our culture so that when someone does say thank you, others are like, what do you want?
Uh-huh.
What do you want from me?
Yeah.
Why are you kissing
up?
Why
are you being nice to me? You must have an ulterior motive.
Yeah. And you can see the cynicism right on their faces, or it comes out in some kind of sarcasm, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, the church is in a wonderful position to kind of lead out in this area.
Good discussion, Gidi. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll continue our chat about gratitude next Wednesday with Gidi, but be sure to join us tomorrow with more live local talk here on KKXX Life Radio. Tomorrow morning, I'll be here at 8:30, so hope you'll join us then. And have a good rest of your day. So long.